The Book of Matthew, chapter 10. And Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats each, and into whatever house you enter, there stay and from there depart. And as many as do not receive you when you depart from that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went throughout the villages, preaching the good news and healing everywhere. At that season Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Jesus, and said to his household slaves, This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, and therefore these powers work in him. And the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus, and they told him all things that they had done and that they had taught. And he says to them, You come yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desert place apart. And the people saw them going, and many knew them. And they ran together there on foot from all the cities, and out went them. And he came forth and saw a great multitude, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when evening came, the disciples came to him, saying, The place is desert, and the time is already past. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, They have no need to go away. You give them to eat. And they say to him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, Bring them here to me. And having commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, having taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and having looked up to heaven, he blessed. And having broken the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. And they all ate and were filled. And they took up that which remained over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And right away he constrained the disciples to enter into the boat and to go before him to the other side until he should send the multitudes away. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was now a long distance away from the land, distressed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, don't be afraid. And when he got up into the boat, the wind ceased. And when they had crossed over, they came to the land, to Gennesaret. And when the men of that place knew him, they sent into all around that region and brought to him all who were sick. And they implored him that they might only touch the border of his garment, and as many as touched were made whole.